Okay. Before we begin, this is something just to look at, and this is for your information only. This is a piece of work that has been done in it's done in San Francisco. The subject is Book 3. The point in all of this is to try to identify the stories, myth stories, examples, explanations, all of that. This has been done for Book 3 from the beginning up to the two-thirds, I believe, which goes like this. These are the number of the paragraphs, and this is the pages and the information. But let me start from there. These are the main stories. Each one is a main story. That's the beginning. This is one story. This is another story. This is another story. These are the number of the paragraphs. This story has six paragraphs. This six paragraph, 1, 2, and 3 are the major one, the major story. Then he switches one paragraph to some mid story. Then these are explanations for that. Then it comes to the next story. And next, and it goes always like this. The colors are not very good here, but these are the colors of the story, how it goes. It goes, here is beginning the story, it will stop, it goes to another story, mid-story, comes back to the mid-story, comes back to the main story, again and again and again. This is a systematic view which I thought if I'm going to write down something about Rumi, I will do some schematic work like this, which will help to show the major points, to be able to look at the totality. Ahmadi, would you please make it 25%? This is the thing that I'm intending to, yes, and bring it to the left. 25% is good. Bring it to the left. Yeah. You see how it works. Maybe 25 is not bad. Anyhow, if you roll it down, I don't know that blue eye. What is that blue?
Make it 30%.
What's
the view thing?
That view of
one
something.
I don't know.
No. Doesn't matter. That silly stuff is on top of it, but you see how it goes. Then. Here you will hear all the different paragraphs. Then we have a space to have all the verses over there to connect them all together. This is just an idea. Last night I finished Book 2 in my Farsi class. And they are going to work together on the different subjects. I suggested that they will try to bring this update from Book 1 forward to Book 6 to be able to see how he plays with this. I have different diagrams and different shapes of this. This is very close to the final stuff that I have in mind. Just have it in mind in the future, maybe we'll make a copy of this. This is done in Farsi only. But we thought that Here on the left you have the Farsi, on the right we could have the English, and both work together because a system in between is explaining both. This is why I just wanted you to see this. That's it. Thank you. Yes?
We could even probably follow it and fill in the English so that they
definitely.
So they wouldn't have to do that. We could just follow them.
Yeah. We'll have the all the information, the number of the verse, position of that verse in the paragraph, the number of the paragraph, the number of the stories and all that. So you could systematically divide it, and when looking at the chart, you would realize that in book three he's talking this and this and this and this. And book this and this and this, and you will see some stories like the story, I don't know, of Moses goes five paragraphs, the story of David goes 28. So you will see which story, what the subject is of the story, and how it is explained. I have, of course, different kinds of this fussy stuff. I even tried to put one sentence in place of one paragraph, just one phrase for each. Very difficult task. Three, four books is done, the rest is waiting for time. So that was it. Let's go back to the class. Any question? No. Where are we? There wasn't a story we started. This is the story of visiting each other. We started with Mustafa going to that sick person, and we are listening to the analysis of that sickness. What was that sickness? The guy had a wrong prayer. That was diagnosis we gave. Let's start from the beginning. First paragraph, he started to talk about visiting each other and to explain the benefit of visiting the sick. In that paragraph, actually, he went through a lot of topics, and at the end, he said there are many prophets beside this, but I'm afraid of being tedious for my good friend. And just look at it, it's just one page. This is the guy that has the paragraph of 7, 8, 9 pages. And he's talking for years. But here he will say, I'm afraid you will think that I'm talking too much. What does that mean? Teacher will say that as another thing in mind, that this subject should be expanded, but we don't need it for the moment, and we don't have time for that. So we'll cut it off. The subject was this, that visiting a person, first of all, will add to the kindness, because this is expanding the kindness. If the fellow is good, good for you, good for him, good for both of you. If the fellow is not good, his badness will be decreased because you're doing a favor, so it will be good. Even if he doesn't become your friend, he will be lesser enemy. This was the first one, and he concluded that the gist is be the friend of the whole community. Like the idol maker, crave a friend out of the stone. Oh, let's think about it, because it cannot be translated like that, really. He says, be the friend with the whole community. This is not what it means, the text. The text is jam. And jam means getting together, a group, a special group. It's not all community. It is a special community. You know what is jam, you know what is jamkhane. When you gather over there and do the prayer, zikr and all that. Another name for the Sufi temple is jamkhane. Means the house of gathering. Because we are talking about fellow travelers here. Second paragraph talked about the Moses and God asking him, why didn't you visit me? To come to the conclusion that if you want to sit with God, you should sit with the holy people, with the good people. Means getting close to him is that. If you disconnect yourself from these holy people, you disconnected yourself from the totality of you. You will be apart. He explained it in that garden and three thieves. It was a long paragraph, you remember. All was a simple lesson. When you're together, you're fantastic. When you're together, you are not the same. The differences are there. If you let that differences divide you, then you will be alone and you're lost. When you're in an assembly, when you are in a group, everybody is not the same. We never think like that, you remember? Everybody is unique. So, when you're dealing with the unique people, the differences should not be the dividend. Being together is the key. And next paragraph, coming back to the sick fellow and repeating what he was telling us two paragraphs before. If you distance yourself from the presence of awliya, means the holy people, in that case you are far from God. You made a distance between you and God. Repeated it twice. Remember. Why? Because there is only this attraction. If there is no attraction, where is the energy coming from? We're talking about that. And that attraction is the main stuff. The rest are the consequence of that. He even brought in that when Muhammad was going up, was going to see the God. Of course, he saw all the angels, the sky and all that, but those are not the stuff. So we are not looking for simple kindness. We're looking for something deeper. Then he brought in a story. To tell what? To say that the guy made a house and Sheikh asked him, why did you put the window? He said, for the light. Just like someone here, I will ask why are you sitting here? He say, for knowledge. Knowledge is secondary to us. Because knowledge is an instrument to be used for something. The light for us, we need that attraction. He's calling us, come back to me. We attend to that. So he told the guy that you should have put the window to listen.